Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for coming to the hashtag I'm on Sorg podcast.
You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yep, you can.
Please rate, review, and subscribe.
Please rate, review, and subscribe. And if you can follow us on our I Mom So Hard podcast Instagram and our I Mom So Hard Instagram, it's a personal goal that we're trying to get up those freaking numbers.
Yeah, would ya?
Just look. Think of it as like your good deed for the day. Is that you just make a couple of moms feel good by giving us a follow. And
that's right.
Our kids tell us we're supposed to say it in a cooler way, but we don't know how. You know, so.
Oh, I know. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Rate, review, and follow. Click on that button below. Well,
but it's not a button below. Because they're listening to us.
I don't know where the button is.
That's probably another problem. I haven't found my button in years.
I do want to tell you about my weird light mask.
Yes, I want you to tell me that. But let me finish this one thing because the light mask is very, very funny. One quick thing. So I just wanted to take a minute because I think as moms, we often feel like the things we're doing don't matter. The things that we worry about or deal with are small. No one gets it. Everything is hard. It feels so nobody really gives you the like high five that you need. But let me just say, we got really busy. We were like moving in from the tiny garage apartment to our house, and Colin packed Eleanor's lunches for a couple weeks while we were like getting caught up on podcasts. And I found a post-it note on our fridge that just was this little tiny post-it note. And Eleanor was like, Mommy, will you please pack my lunch, put in a tuna wrap, one Oreo, and a note. Because I always pack her lunches and I always include a note forever since they've ever
carried
their own lunch. And I didn't know if they ever got noticed or if anybody ever cared. And she does care. And then I posted that on our Facebook and on our Instagram. And so many moms were saying, like, my daughter kept all of the ones that I wrote.
Oh, my God. I was going to do that for a mom box. So this is from Renee. This is our mom box early in the episode. Okay, Renee L., this comment may get lost in all the other comments. Well, we do read them, Renee, just so everybody knows.
We sure do.
I always did the same for my daughters. A few years ago, my now 19-year-old brought out a box where she had saved over 100 lunch notes.
She proceeded
to read through them and shared how much she loved them and how good they made her feel even now. Talk about a great mom feeling. Sometimes I still sneak her a note when I can. I'm not crying. You're crying. LOL.
Oh, my God.
When she's 19, and that's when they're assholes, too.
They know it all then, and we know nothing. And you know what? It was a good reminder to me that, like, the small things do matter, even if they don't tell you that they matter.
Yeah.
And, like, one thing I did notice is, like, they really like when you write notes that are specific. So I always try to like write something about their day. And then when they collect them, they know what they were doing that day or what was special about that day. And I don't know. I thought that was really nice. And it was a good reminder. All the moms were like having similar experiences. And I was like, you guys, we're okay. We're doing a good job.
It's very, very sweet. And I will just tell you, it's also very intimidating. I do not do that. You're a good tickler, and you write the notes. Those are two things.
I like to cartoon.
Not great at. If I make their lunch, which I do only because I get my husband's out of town or something like that.
You guys have a good workflow.
He does lunches.
Don't mess up the.
I don't critique the lunches because I would always include a fruit. Or a vegetable.
Oh, my husband's one step from putting a white claw in there. I'm like,
I know.
Come on, man. She doesn't want, like, leftover, like, hot sauce. Like,
yeah,
come on.
Chili and wings, that doesn't, no.
Yeah, she's like, ugh.
But he does it, and I love it. He's so good about that kind of thing. Whenever I do it, I do a note, but it's only because I don't do it that much. And sometimes, but I do find them, like, saved in there, because I always save cards.
Yes.
Like every card that I get, like I have done this since I was a kid too, like a Christmas card, whatever, I have them saved. So yes, obviously I'm not a minimalist as we've discussed before.
Well, we're monster.
I save the cards and then you can cut them up and they're pretty little, like, no, you know, the front of them.
Yeah.
So I'll write on the back of like a glitter thing that's like,
listen, I think we're all just doing our best and we want to know that the little things that they notice them and they do. Cause when you don't do it, they feel it. And I didn't mean to do that on purpose. I just thought it was so sweet. And she's like, I think Finn was like, you left a note. And I'm like, literally for literally 11 years of your life, literally all the time. Please tell me they're saved. Like, did you even notice? Did you even care?
If you told me that that kid doesn't even know he has a lunchbox because he's off shooting hoops, I would not be surprised.
No, that's not. You'd be, wait, where's my lunchbox?
Where do I?
I've just been paying for cafeteria food on your tab for the whole time. I'm like, why are you getting a cookie every day? They're $3.
Oh, like, man.
I'm going to put a box of like, I'm so cheap. I'm like, put a box of granola bars in the bottom of your bag. Eat one of those.
Can I tell you that when we were in preschool, not us in preschool, but the kids were in preschool.
Milk? I'm sorry. No, I totally interrupted.
No, I was going to say we would get these notes or that would say we don't allow sweets in their snack box or their like lunch box. Like
from people you're paying?
Yes.
Oh, God. No, we went to the opposite place.
Oh, okay. And so that was so ingrained in my head that Delilah mentioned, she's like, oh, this friend of mine always has a cookie or whatever in their lunch. And I was like, what? That's allowed now? Like, I am still following the rules from like 5 years ago.
I'm telling
you. I had no idea.
I've said this before too. When we lived in our little house in Van Nuys and we moved so fast and we had to find a daycare and there was one down the street and it was called Garcia Family Daycare. And these women in there were so nice. It just so happened that like most of the clients that were there were Hispanic. So it was hilarious when I would go in and you would see like all of the little babies at the table. And it was like thick, beautiful, dark hair, thick, beautiful, dark hair, bald Eleanor, thick, beautiful, dark hair. And we fed Eleanor breakfast.
Yeah.
And then they would give us these little, which I didn't even know they were doing this for like literally ever. They would give us these cute little tabs of like what her day looked like. And they'd be like,
oh my God,
today she did this and this and this. And she had a potty at this time. I was like, this place is just, and they just
so sweet.
Held her all the time and cuddled her. And I was like, I don't care. But it was funny because we fed her breakfast and she would eat breakfast. And then we noticed on the piece of paper, it said, breakfast, ate. And we were like, she's been having two breakfasts for the last. And it was always like, cinnamon rolls.
Oh my God.
And like,
God.
We'd walk in.
We know
like,
she's smart.
She's like brunching. Yeah. She's like having the best time. It was awesome. It was awesome.
I kind of love that so much.
Yeah. We loved that daycare. They were very, very good to us. And we were there for a long time.
So the thing that we're going to talk about relates to all of this, but I really want to tell you about my ridiculous mask.
If you guys didn't see this on Instagram, God, it's fantastic.
So you guys know I love beauty stuff.
Oh my God.
Like I just look, Kristen has great skin. She doesn't have to wear makeup to look beautiful.
That is 100% untrue.
Rosacea. I am splotchy. I have no eyebrows. Like
you just like to go do that stuff. Let's make no mistake.
Thank God. I like to go do it, but I also need to go do it. Mm-hmm. Like me, it's, I like it.
Her skin is always glowy and she looks great in every picture and like her smile is great because she like works on herself. I'm always like, why do I look terrible?
I do have like makeup artists will say like, oh, you have good skin. And I'm like, that is because I've only one time in like the last 30 years gone to bed without taking my makeup off before and like doing my product. I think
this is from yesterday.
See, I can't do that. I would look like my face would be cystic
acne. You would
acne.
Have breakout?
Yes.
Oh.
One thought, if I don't like wake up and wash the oil off my face in the morning, my face will be broken out by noon.
Do you remember when I accidentally only put makeup on one eye?
Yes. never. So I love beauty stuff and I want to hear about it and I want to talk about it and I want to ask questions and I want to sit and like just, Kristen already is just asleep. But so
it's great. I want the results. I don't want to do the work. That's so, the story of my entire existence.
I kept seeing, like, in all these, like, new beauty and places like that, these LED masks.
Yeah.
And I'm curious about them, but they're kind of expensive.
They look like Jason Voorhees in Vegas had a baby.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
like a neon. It's like, what do you call it when you have a cool Honda Civic and you put ground
underlighting?
Effects?
Yeah.
You put ground effects under a hockey mask.
It's literally like if Jason Voorhees were like nightclubbing.
He's like, Voorhees is like, you know what? I'm not young.
Yeah.
I got to like, you guys, I'm going to walk through the forest and
still
murder you.
I've killed all the ladies. I need to meet new ones.
I need to meet new ladies.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just pop on this light and hopefully regenerate collagen.
You can go have it done, but there's like different ones. And so one of my friends who has really great skin, and I feel like it keeps getting better even as she's aging, my neighbor.
Okay. Because I'm just like, I'm going to check out her skin. She does have fantastic skin.
It's amazing skin. And I asked her, why does your skin look so good? And she's like, oh, I splurged and I got myself one of those LED lights. And I was like, oh, what kind? Because I'm very into these. I want to get one.
Are there different kinds?
Yeah, there's one. And I looked up hers and she got it. Oh, nice one. She, like, it was either that or she could have bought a Kia Spectra. She got a really nice.
So there's these masks and the lights go on, but there's different levels to, I'm sure there's like apartment grade and then there's like your Mercedes, right?
Absolutely. Okay. So evidently she got the Mercedes version and I was like, well, shit, it works.
Can you explain what it does?
Okay. So like the basics are red light and blue light. Like blue light helps with acne.
Okay.
Like it penetrates your skin. Like, you know, lights on. Oh, she's soft focusing.
No,
but lights
I'm
on different.
I'm
like,
sorry, I'm back.
It's on different like wavelengths, and so they have these little pens you can use that are really cheap, where you can use it when you feel like you're getting a breakout, and it will help kill the bacteria.
Oh. Okay, so the blue light does acne. But red light, do you just feel like you want to stop?
Red light helps regenerate like your cells and stuff like that. It, like helps freshen.
Can you
put
them on at the same time and just
well? So
go fast.
There's actually 8 different colors that they found are useful that they've done the research on. So
does one make you like better at math?
I mean, some of them are for like all like they make your skin look fresher. They'll reduce like hyperpigmentation and stuff like that, which they're supposed to help reduce fine
lines.
How
long does the light take?
So stop asking so many questions until I get through the... So there's 8 cycles of light. You want one that can do all of them.
Okay.
And I wanted to buy one that could like just cycle it through it do it. Because then it treats all the stuff. Because I want all the stuff to get better.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But that
How
takes
about your
a
attitude? Is there a light for your attitude?
Well, I'm going to make you try this thing. And you're going to say how relaxing and nice it is. Actually, you will hate mine because it's like super heavy. It feels like a tank. But so hers was too expensive. So for like a year, I've been like, there's no, look, you can't polish a turd. I'm not going
to
spend all this money.
It's good that you knew like what a good one
looked
like and could do because then why, like.
And that it worked. To hear that somebody had spent this kind of money. So of course, like it sucked in on one of these emails that like guilt sends or one of those that you like, you get on because you want to get the extra discount.
Like,
and they send
4,000% off.
You guys, I get an email and they're selling these LED light masks for 98% off.
That's like basically they're giving
them
away.
I feel like, yeah, that's free. Like, give me like 10 of them. Just
are
one
they
each
like, look, we've had a little issue with the yellow light. Just skip that one. That's caused maybe some psychotic behavior, but really the rest is the skin. Everybody's skin looks great.
Kristen, basically. Okay, so this one that they advertise, it says it's like $10,000. And it's 98% off, which means it's $200, which is still cheap for what, like you go to Sephora and those masks are like $450 or something.
$200 for that. If it started out at 10 grand, I would buy it just because of the discount.
The discount, right.
And I don't even know if I would ever use it once.
Okay. Well,
I'm just
I bought it.
I'm so bothered.
And I was so scared that my husband would, like, it would come and he would think it was an Amazon purchase and he would open it and number one be like, you've lost it because it's this huge box with a hockey mask that disco lights up and you can see that on it. But I was also so scared that he would Google it to see, like, what the retail price of it was and divorce me.
Oh, my God.
So,
I'm trying to think of what my husband would do if I was like, hey, I bought this light mask. I think he'd be like, you need to go in and be locked up until your brain, what have you done?
Luckily, my husband has met me before, and he knows to what lengths I will go to try and do anything in the beauty space.
Fair, man. Fair.
I just will, especially as I'm aging. I've said to him, I'm like, be prepared for me to start looking weird.
Yeah.
It's, as long as it's like younger, I don't care if it's somebody different. I don't care. Yeah.
And then there's me. I'm like, Jen, can you figure out how to do my Botox? It's too expensive.
I know.
Can you do my
eyelashes? Trust me.
I'm going to start doing my hair.
I know.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Kristen.
Oh, man, we're heading into spring cleaning. We're heading into spring everything, and I couldn't be more excited to talk about Bowl and Branch to boot.
What makes you feel like fresher and lighter than a good night's sleep on nice, clean, super soft, luxurious sheets?
Nothing. I mean, Bowl and Branch brings it. And I don't know what magic they have in these sheets, but they get softer as you wash them. And I honestly, there's nothing I enjoy more than knowing at the end of the night, I get to pull back my comforter and just squeeze into this delicious bed that feels like it's someone giving me like a horizontal high five. That sounds sexy, but so are Bowl and Branch sheets.
It's true. You can feel the quality immediately, okay?
That's right. I'm telling you, if you don't think that we know what we're talking about, there have been thousands of positive reviews. They're the best-selling sheets. They feel incredible on night one, and they get softer with every wash. They feel buttery soft, even super breathable, so they're perfect for warm months ahead. And they are loved by millions of sleepers. Get this, there are over 11,000 five-star reviews.
Yeah, they're 100% organic cotton, and they're completely free of toxins. And I feel like you can tell. You're going to be able to tell right away. They have a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month if you don't love them, but you will. You can send them right back.
Here's one thing I'm going to tell you that's really fun is we are redoing my daughter's bedroom. We're switching bedrooms for her, so she has a big girl bedroom. And the first thing we're going to do is get some Bowl and Branch sheets so she can every night feel very special getting into her bed. I really just hope that it also helps her want to make her bed. But look, as long as she sleeps in that delicious thing, that's all that really matters.
You know, you can also get her a Bowl and Branch blanket now that they have. They're like these cloud-like duvets, fluffy pillows, so many more things.
She's very, very lucky. And there's all sorts of colors and there's all sorts of prints and it's just very beautiful. And it really does feel like you're doing yourself a real favor. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code HARD at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code HARD.
Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jen.
As you know, we both, we'll talk about on the show, we spend a lot of time in the car with our kids. We're currently California moms, and all the driving that goes along with that, that's a lot of driving.
It's a lot of driving.
Yeah. We're either at school drop-off, pickup, weekend trips, doctor visits, to soccer.
You're going somewhere. You're always in the car. There's weekend trips. There's club sports, whatever it is, usually
hours.
Has a driving requirement.
Upon hours. And sometimes good ones and sometimes not so
great ones. And sometimes there's other ones.
Yeah. Well, we've all been there. I know for my gang, one of the hardest parts in my car ride is deciding what we're going to listen to, like something we can all agree on. Like, no judgment here, folks. A lot of parents have basically surrendered to AirPod life. As long as you don't hear F-bombs, you're like, whatever.
I know. It's just easier. I get it, but...
Right. We want to tell you about a new podcast called Wild Interest that has something for all of us, even me, so we can all enjoy listening together as a family.
Wild Interest? What's that about, Jenny?
Let me tell you. It's hosted by kids, and the shows are about whatever the kids are interested in. So great. Like anything from science to history, interviews with NFL quarterbacks.
I'm into that.
And they mix in jokes, riddles, fun.
That sounds fun.
I know, right? It's very fun. The best part is the hosts are my kids' age, so they can totally relate.
That's very cool.
I can't relate, but I'll enjoy it.
You'll
though,
enjoy it.
Because they're enjoying it.
That's right. Give it a listen. You won't regret it. You'll learn something and your kids will love it. Find Wild Interest anywhere you get your podcasts.
so I tell him I got it when it arrives. And then he's like, when are you going to do it? And I'm like, I'm not going to tell you because you were going to come in and make fun of me for doing it. So I open it up. There are two things on it that are broken. Because here's what it also does, you guys. Besides that it like lights up and it cycles.
It better do one thing.
Well, I think it would.
What?
I put it on the first time. Okay, even though
it they has made it in underpants, that, like, I'd buy it right now.
these things that they're called like microcurrent. You know, you can get that goes like one of those facials, like those masks that like you see them like celebrities get them like all the time.
Yeah.
It has that on it, and you guys, it hurts. It hurts.
I don't mean to be rude, but like if you're putting an electrical charge in your face,
it hurts.
DIY, 98% off, and that shit hurts, that should not come to a surprise. You should be like, well, okay.
I went for it. I tried it, and I will tell you, I looked like I was going to grow horns out of my forehead because there were two that were right here.
What does it feel like?
Like you're getting burnt or shocked or something. I had it turned down like as low as it could go too.
Because you know if it hurt, if it was barely for you.
I took all of them out because I was like, I don't want to accidentally do this again. No microcurrent for me. But I've done it 2 days in a row. I'm going to keep doing it. I'll let everybody know.
Do you sleep with it on?
No, you just do it for like 20 minutes.
You guys have to see this thing. Yeah. Just... if you've not seen it, you can see it on our Instagram. And the thing I love is Jen does look, it looks like the craziest apparatus you've ever seen. It's like the thigh master for the face. It's just a weird looking deal that probably works. And her kids are like hovering over her. And can you see?
Very concerned.
Can you see out of it?
No, I couldn't see out of it.
Because at one point the kids were like, Mommy, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm trying to restore my collagen. And Dashiell goes, well, I know what collagen is. Gross. And
yeah. He doesn't know what collagen is.
He's got so much of it.
I could hear my husband laughing
the whole entire time.
So I knew he was there.
You're like, Britt, are you here? Britt, get.
I'm glad I'm entertainment for him, but he's going to be sorry when I look.
He's going to be wearing it.
I know he will. He'll be like, oh, it works.
Works.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to see the results.
Well, a lot of women were saying they have one too, or they got one for Christmas or something. So I'll let you guys know if it works.
But I would like someone to send me one for free.
Yes.
And I would like to not have to do it regularly.
98% off, Kristen.
98% off.
So if I do grow horns out of my head, it is because I am so cheap. I went in for the best deal.
What if it is like the thing that works? What if it's like longevity-wise, it's the thing that works?
You know, okay. You know one thing that I really wanted to – my mom has this where you like – you start to get like broken capillaries as you get older.
Yeah.
And I have two on this cheek. And
I have one right here.
I have one under my nose. Everybody gets them under their nose, right?
Well, yeah. You start to get them around your nose and somebody goes to me. They're like – this is back a few years. They're like, oh, you're over 30, huh? And I go, yeah.
How dare you.
How do you know? And they go, yeah, you've broken capillaries. That's when it happens. I'm like, thank you for using my face as an age map.
Well, because it stimulates blood flow, it's supposed to like help those heal.
Help those heal.
So that's one of the things. And I have hyperpigmentation. So I get it hormonally, you guys, because I'm
I feel like so that thing would like aggravate my ADD even more. I'd be like, blue, red, yellow, white, blue.
You're going to have to take like a Vicodin before you do it or something.
That sounds great.
It's a little mini vacation.
That sounds like better. That sounds Vicodin or Valium. I don't have any of that, you guys. I'm just pretending that I know.
I'm going to make her try it.
That would be hilarious.
I know. Yeah.
And then you're going to have to explain to Colin why I buy a freaking Jason Voorhees mask. Jeez.
Well, here's the one that she got that's expensive, and they make other ones that are less expensive. It's like you put it on your pillow and it doesn't actually touch your face.
Oh.
I think you would like that one better.
Yeah. Or I could just take a Light Bright and tape it right to the top of my face.
Tape a Light Bright to your face. Yeah.
And just.
I mean, it's just
DIY
LED
that
light.
Shit.
Get a couple of reading lamps.
I'll have you take like a black light and just, you know, put it on there and then put the thing on top of it and we'll.
Is she grown pot? No.
Yeah,
collagen.
No, collagen. Hopefully. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Either
maybe
or.
Pot.
Yeah.
Both, you know, are fun.
Okay, so speaking of my children, this is the thing that we wanted to talk about today, besides my LED light mask, which is, I forget that, I think this is going to be a boring thing to talk about, like when I brought it up to you.
Way to pitch it.
Well, I know. you guys.
Go for it.
Listen to our podcast.
It's not, because when you said it, I was like, oh yeah, I've got things to say.
Here's what reminded me. I still am on like some of those mom groups that you're on when you have a baby or a toddler at home and you're like, just want to make sure everybody else's kid poops bricks, right?
Right.
You know, just all that stuff.
Did you do those when you had your babies? Like,
totally.
Because this is before we did I Mom So Hard. It's one of the reasons we started I Mom So Hard is because we were trying to find a group in the space that felt supportive. And
yeah.
And personally, I did not find those groups very supportive in the beginning. This is a long time ago.
They can be really divisive.
It felt like it didn't give me the thing I needed, which was just to know, like what you said, like, hey, I just need to know that everybody is like panicked about the color of their baby's poop, or like if they haven't hit a milestone, are you okay? Are you mentally, like, everybody, it felt more like a measure of like, my baby is 8 months and is speaking Mandarin. And I'm like, mine just keeps chewing her hand.
Yeah. I tried these two new groups just because.
That's good. I think that's great. You should reach out to try to find support.
It's mostly babies and toddlers. And I think it is because you are a little bit isolated during that time.
Totally. But
I had forgotten how much like the sleep of everything.
Oh.
It is and kind of continues to be. And I don't know. My friend Jenny, when I had Dash, I was like, when do you sleep? She goes, they say when they're 18. But I don't know about that because I've heard from other like parents with teens.
Think...
They're like, no, you just kind of don't anymore.
You just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also see moms post that do have teenagers and they're like, you're not waiting for them to like go to bed. You're waiting for them to come home. And like, so we're in the middle of it. We're in the middle of it right now. And it's such an emotional time. And I feel like
you're in the middle of it in terms of them going to bed, not of them coming home. They're not out partying.
No,
they're eight.
They're between sleep training and partying.
Yeah.
They're like,
which kind of goes together.
They slept in bunk beds in my son's room for years.
Like, yeah.
They shared a room for 4 or 5 years. Not that they didn't have their own. They preferred to sleep in
the same
room together.
100%. It was the smartest thing we ever did.
In my head, they would have done it till they were like 15, 16. And then till I was like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Now you have to stop.
At one point, my son was like, can I just marry Eleanor? And I was like, I love that you said that. I'm glad that you're 7 and saying that. But
No, you can't. We'll get into that later.
You can be roommates, and that's probably going to be weird too. But, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You'll figure that out on your own, why that's weird.
Well, but, yeah, okay. I'm not ready to cry. Just watch The Wiggles.
Yeah.
It'll be fun for all of us. Yeah.
Okay. So they stopped sharing a room together, which we would always – I would go up and I would sleep with my son in the top bunk just to get him to sleep. And then Britt would lay with Delilah in the bottom bunk. And this has been years of our life, okay? So she decided she wants to sleep in her own room because she's wanted to change her room. Like
the decor, which you worked so hard on?
Yeah, which I'm like, could you have appreciated it? I go,
yeah.
You're not going to change your room until you use your room.
Fair.
So start sleeping in your own bed.
Smart.
Sleeping
okay,
in
Mom,
bed.
I'm going to sleep in my bed.
So it's also weird. Our nighttime schedule has totally changed because...
That's the hardest part.
She has to read. Brit's with her. She's reading usually. So Dash, I would still try and lay with him. He's reading to himself.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want me up there anymore because it's big. He's out of room. He's a big kid now.
Yeah.
And it's a twin on the top part. And so I was laying on the bottom bunk.
You're like, you still up there?
You okay up there? Do you need any hugs or anything?
He's like, no, Mom.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm just reading Nietzsche. You can go.
He said to me like 2 weeks ago, he literally said, he goes, Mom, you don't have to lay down there.
They always say that. They always like cut us from the crew too fast.
Literally, my heart like hurt. Like,
I know.
Because I was like... Well, he said, like, I kind of don't, I'm not scared. I don't need you there anymore.
Then so you're like,
hey,
but there was someone that died in your room. So are you sure? There was a murder in your bed.
Tez, the
Do you remember
ghost?
Tez? Yeah. I just want to bring back Tez, the angry ghost that's in your closet. Would you like me to stay? Okay. That's weird. Okay.
Delilah wants daddy now every single night.
Oh, boy.
Because after he's not as strict about bedtime, number one. Number two,
fair.
He'll make up stories.
Yeah, like, he's a good time.
Yeah, he's good time daddy. So she wants him every night. And so now I am like homeless.
You're in doing your mask. And now alone.
Well, I've got the mask. That's a good idea.
You just put the 20 minutes on the mask.
That's such a good idea. Actually, I put the mask on and was on the lower bunk. He'd be like, Mom, scared to death.
Yeah, he'd be like, Mom, you're doing your strobe light weird stuff again.
I know. Like, but so what happens is, because my daughter has to read like half an hour or whatever it is, like 20 minutes to a half an hour before bed. We're getting to bed later and later and later. And so my husband falls asleep in there.
And then,
so I'm just from like 8:30 on, I am alone in my house.
Why are you complaining? Are you complaining?
I'm complaining because my husband comes in at like 10:30 and all he's doing is like shifting from where he was sleeping before into sleeping. And I'm like, hey, you want to watch TV? You want
to? You have Stockholm syndrome. You need to get it together and enjoy that time by yourself.
Am I going through a mourning period?
No, you're going through a change. They're going through...
I don't know what to do with myself. I really don't.
Well, once you get some order back, it will feel better. But it kind of happens in stages. It's never like, all right, tonight we're going to change things up and it's going to be off to the races. It's usually many days of change before you like establish. For us, we are strict with bedtime. We are strict with routine because it makes everybody feel more settled. For us... Finn has been doing this thing literally since he was a toddler, where when he knows that he's coming close to bedtime, he does this thing where we call it the brave heart, where all of a sudden there's this, like, he's got this energy.
Oh my God, yes.
He's loud and he's a little bit.
You want to chloroform him. It's crazy.
And so I always think it's like the moment where he's like riding into battle, and we call it Braveheart, where he's like, freedom!
Here's my last bit of energy before the day is done. It's a boy thing, I think.
He still does it. So, like, he will come home after playing basketball and he does his homework, and I can see it in his Irish skin that he's tired.
Yeah.
And he starts like ramping up, and I'm like, Finn, it is 7 p.m. The rule is at 7 p.m., we all calm down. There's no more like crazy loud behavior. There's no rowdiness. It's like, it's an effort because mostly it's for me too, because I don't sleep well and I've always struggled. So I find everybody's better off when we have order and routine every single night. And it's hard because not every single night is the same, but I have a hard and fast rule. Like sometimes we go past 7:30 at night doing homework, but I'm like, ain't nobody doing homework past 7:30. So I will literally email Eleanor's teacher and I'll be like, we don't do homework past 7:30. So
you can, when it's done, it's done. It's done. Oh, wow.
Because I don't think, personally, I think she gets too much homework. That's my feeling of this year.
I've hearing that a lot.
Of lately, her, yeah. This particular teacher in this particular year gives too much homework. And I was a former teacher and I feel like I'm saying that from a place of, but I support her as a teacher, but I'm still like, we don't go past 7:30. So I was simply email and I'll be like, we're going to opt out of this because it's too much. She's got extracurriculars and I want her to sleep. I want them to understand that sleep is so key. We are not good people if we are tired. Me, my husband, we fight if we are tired.
Gosh, yeah, everybody does.
You handle not sleeping. You handle small amounts of sleep so much better than I do.
I don't think so.
I'm a disaster. And I don't make, I drop the ball on like detail stuff. Like I won't like see things the next day clearly on my calendar, or I'll run late to something, which is, it's me literally being like, beep, boop, beep, beep,
I have, if I don't get good sleep, I have zero patience. I can't deal
with it. Oh my gosh. It doesn't feel like that to me. You seem like we've been on the road and it's been like a 4-hour turnaround. And I'm like, I just want to start crying, Jen. And you're like, it's okay. We're going to get on the flight. Like, I don't know. I feel like you handle it much better than I do. Plus, being ADD, I have a tendency to get, like, my anxiety that I'm not going to sleep will make me not sleep.
Yeah.
And then it's an ugly cycle. So I guess my long-winded point is, for us, structure at nighttime is, like, paramount because it affects all of us so terribly.
I think you made me realize something in saying that, which is that do have structure. Like, the kids still go to bed kind of early for their age, but they're wrecks. Like, I feel like they're like me. Maybe I'm projecting. But, like, if they don't get sleep, they wake up and they're having a bad day.
Absolutely.
And so I have always been like, let's stick to this schedule, this early bedtime. Like, no, there's not a light on after 9 o'clock. And that is late as it could possibly be. And if it's like 8:30, I'm like, wrap it up, finish your last chapter, your last pages, whatever it is. And the last 2 weeks, it's been a free-for-all because they've had so much to do after school. There's been a lot of homework.
Yeah.
It's just been really busy. And also with them changing, like, that I'm not sleeping in there with them. Delilah was sick one time and she did have me sleep with her. That was just last week.
Yeah. It changes hard. It's disruptive. We are creatures of habit. We need our creature comforts. We need to do, that's why I'm always like, if you get them in a habit, then they can't not do it. It's soothing to them. So, like, I'm like, there has to be this system in place. It's like how when we're on the road, like, I'll go into a hotel and I'll make the bedside table look like the bedside table in my room. And I'll put I'm such a weirdo about it.
I know that. The things you learn, you guys.
Well, because I'm like, there are my earplugs. Here's my thing. Because I didn't sleep very well on the road at all. I don't sleep well in hotels. And I was like, there are just some things I need to do as a system to help myself go to sleep. And the hardest thing for us is after a show because our adrenaline is so peaked and it feels so fun.
Well, it's our Braveheart moment where we're I mean, seriously, my son last night, he was dangerous because he's getting so much bigger. He's like flailing around. He's
dog. Like, I don't know why I feel emotional. It's because you're tired.
All over the place. And I'm like, you got to just like chill your body out before you hurt yourself or somebody else.
Maybe for you, because you do like having like lists and stuff. We used to have a list out, and this was for me because when I get tired, like I said, I'm not detail oriented. And I would like say like, okay guys, everybody, it's 7 o'clock. Everybody's pajamas on. No question.
I like that. I like that.
Just because I needed to know like that every time, and I set timers on the Alexa, which helps me so much because I sort of lose time and space if I don't. And when we let our kids stay up, they are not happy kids the next day.
No, they're, and then nobody's happy.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I do feel like that the homework thing of it all has been
tough.
We've been probably doing too much, but as I've said before, like, they couldn't do all this stuff during COVID, so they're doing after school stuff.
Oh, and same. Like,
and so they get home and I give them a little break, give them a snack, and then we work on homework, and they're not doing it like all at once. Like, if they have reading as part of their homework, then we do that before, like, that's their bedtime reading stuff. But it's been like pretty unpredictable. And last Thursday night with my daughter, my husband and I were doing that tag in, tag out kind of thing. And I wonder if at some point, like you just said, I should have said, we're not going to do this one, or like, we're going to call this one.
I do it all the time.
We ended up doing it in the morning because my husband and I unintentionally kind of worked against each other. He goes, Delilah, you've never not gotten your homework done, right? She's like, no. And he's like, so you don't want to start doing that, right? She's like, right. So then, you know, it feels like we're obligated to do it. So I had to get her up early in the morning then. It's like, finish this page. And I think at some point maybe we should have done, we did our best.
We did our best. Tried. It's a fine line. I don't do it a lot, but I do it. And especially Eleanor, because, oh man, let me tell you, she is a strongly worded letter ready for HR about this teacher. She is not, thrilled. She has.
It's this year. Cause I've heard from a lot of parents.
Fourth grade
too.
Is tough, but she'll come home and she'll be like, she always has things to say. And it's always like out of the side of her mouth. She's like, oh, look at me. I've got weekend homework. Guess who doesn't have weekend homework. Everybody else. And then she'll be like, you know, Mrs. Clarkson's class doesn't have weekend homework. Looks like I'm just going to have fun doing weekend homework. And she's like so mad about it. And then she sits there like on her computer and she's like, so pissed. Like,
yeah.
So I just am like, at some point you let go and let God. I think extracurricular activities are really important. I think it's really important to have downtime. I think it's important to like sit down on the couch, and watch a little TV or read a book or chill out or whatever, and then go to bed. Like the rest, like c'est la vie. Like,
I'm different than other parents in that I kind of wish that they had a little bit of homework on the weekend and less during the week.
I agree.
Because you run out of shit to do with them on the weekend, right? Like it's because they don't do all the sports and stuff like that. They always have activities. Like we moved music to the Saturday.
Oh my God. Like, where our schedule, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Like it's the shifting around that we do. It's like my husband and I are like trading stock. I'm like, all right, I'll give you $5 for the shift on the 6th. If you could take over this position on the 8th, if we can shift around her Monday to her Thursday, then we can make, I'm like, we're not running like a theater on Broadway. Like let's take it down a notch. But again, back to sleep. Sleep is tough. It is something you always deal with. It's something that you always battle. And my experience is not everybody's experience, but for us, structure is key.
Yeah.
I sound so advicey, but it's more panic. We never give advice,
but that is really good advice. I mean, structure is good for everybody. I mean,
well, let me just undercut myself here real quick. We were very diligent in sleep with Finn. Like we read books and we had a schedule and that kid would sleep. We got very lucky. We had a sleeper. He would like, we'd burrito him. We'd put him crib. He couldn't fight it. He'd get sweaty and then he'd fall asleep. 8 hours later, wake up. Then Eleanor comes around and Eleanor's like, you know what I enjoy doing? Crying until I throw up. So she would bawl and then she would get quiet and then you'd hear. Mm-hmm. This was literally for 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, and then she would do the thing where we were kind of getting a little bit of sleep and then she was like two, and we were getting a little bit of sleep. And then she would do this thing where she'd get up at like 3:30 or 4 and she'd want to be up. And nothing is more painful than when you get up, it's in the middle of your sleep cycle and you're like, why are you awake? And then it would screw up our whole day. And you'd feel, remember when you'd get so tired, you'd get like headaches and you'd feel like you're kind of barf
the whole day? Yeah.
Like
the hangover without the fun.
And yeah. I was like, I don't want to feel like this.
No,
I will do everything I can to avoid this.
I know. It's and now when they get up in the middle of the night, it's for a real reason. Although my son did wake me up just so we had a companion while he pooped one time. And
fair. Like, I don't. Sometimes,
nobody likes, you know.
If you can take somebody in there with you and have a chat, and when you don't know how it's going to go.
It's cold, it's dark.
Yeah. Just having someone coach you through it sometime is like.
I was seriously like, though, so you just want me to sit here on this stool? And he's like, yeah.
You know what? You'll just sit down.
Emotional support.
I get it. My son used to look me right in the eyes when he was pooping, and I feel like he just needed to know that I was there to support him.
Can I say, too, that – did I cut you off?
Not at all. I feel like I'm being boring.
No, but this is – a true thing about parenting is that the more structured you are, and it's counterintuitive, it's easier for them to like let it go.
Yes.
Sometimes because, and I think your kids are this way too, that like when we do have a party, they can stay up till like 10 or 11 o'clock at night and then get back on schedule.
Totally. But it doesn't like ruin it. Like we gave them like a little bit more freedom when we were on trips and stuff. Of course, we're not going to like, you can't stick to that. But that's when they get older, it's easier that way too.
Yeah.
You know, but like, boy, a couple bad nights and it's like,
oh my God,
shit storm.
And also I want to let a couple moms off the hook. If you're feeling bad about this, you will never read as many books to that second child in their whole life, even if they go to law school, will not read as many books in their lifetime as you have read
to your first one.
To your first one.
It's just part of it.
It is. I mean,
good luck.
Right? And they do learn to read.
And they're everything works out. They'll blame you for anything and everything anyway. So just, you know, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, let that go. We forget, like we did videos about early on about sleep and how hard it is to get and how much you like it does It gets better, moms. If you have a young one, it gets better. And then it gets worse. And then it gets worse for a different reason.
Yeah, but they're just so cute. When it's the hardest, they're the cutest. Then it gets a little bit easier, and then they're kind of mean. So I don't know what to tell you. Just have good friends. Have good friends close by.
I'll tell you what else you can do. If, say, your kids kick you out and don't want you sleeping in the same room as them, and your husband falls asleep and you need some companionship, go check out this Hot Flash.
You guys, my thing was shut down, but all of a sudden I feel like I'm a lawnmower. It's like,
yeah. Kristen's got micro-curt in her pants right now. Whoa. It looks
all of a sudden I'm wearing pants that light up. That's weird.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, so. I have not watched Outlander. I'm so behind. I know. I'm getting thrown out of the Club of Womanhood because I still haven't watched it. I will.
Oh, my God. First of all, the books are so good. The series is so good.
You read the books.
The first one. You know why? Because did I read the first two? There's a lot.
Oh, I think you did read the first two.
I think I did because then the show came out. And I remember I asked somebody, I was like, has anyone ever watched a show and then gone back and read the book? And it was really funny how many people were like, no. Like, once you see the show, it's hard to go read the book. So I was like, because Bridgerton, I've read the books before each series. Yeah. So I'm like, and they read, listen.
Really?
They're so fast.
Okay. I'm like, everybody's like, damn it, say what his name is.
Okay, say it.
Sam Hugan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Jamie from Outlander.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I didn't know he was the main guy on there.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Gun.
So we've been following him on Instagram forever.
Did he message us?
No, he didn't.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But I'm about to...
Did I message him?
That's what I was... No, you didn't.
Okay.
I'm worried I am going to, because I don't know if just I haven't noticed him, but he's selling like this tequila now.
Is it tequila or is it scotch?
There's a whiskey and a tequila.
Oh, tequilas. Everybody's doing tequilas, but yeah.
No, it's whiskey from Scotland, right?
I don't know. He's
oh my God. But I was like, who is this guy? And then I did like a long cruise of his Instagram.
I thought it was going to be weird if I had an Outlander poster on my wall, but I was like, maybe it's not.
No, on your ceiling too.
I'm like, babe, I'm gonna take down this family photo we have, and I'm just going to put up a picture of Jamie from Outlander. Are you cool with that? He's like, I don't know why you'd have that if you got me. Like,
I had no idea. If apologies are due, I apologize because I am a changed woman now.
Okay.
So Sam Hugan, do you want me to, do you want me to show you a video of him?
No, I just want to know what you saw that made you.
Oh, I'll show,
because we follow him.
We follow him. And then I started like Googling him, like, who is he dating?
Oh boy.
All of this kind of stuff. Hold on.
What's he into? Has Kristen messaged him? Does he think it's me that's messaging him? I didn't know. It's oh God. Listen,
But
on Outlander, he's got like ratty hair and he's like just filthy and
just riding a bike. Just riding
he's
a
really
bike.
He's really into fitness.
Oh,
he's
there.
He's also got this buddy that's on Outlander, and they go travel around and talk about Scotland, which is really cool.
He's like my heart in the Highlands.
Yes, and he also did this thing which I thought was a very daring interview. He talked about.
Oh my God. He's kind of got, in this particular video, he's kind of got that dirty, attractive thing that that really bad guy from White Lotus 2 had, where you're like, that guy looks like a good time.
The really hot one? He was a bad guy?
Yeah.
Hot, but bad, but good.
Kind of this guy, too. It's like he's got tattoos in weird places.
This guy he's altogether a nice guy. And
is he?
He is. And he did this really great interview about how...
Look at the
body standards for men is also like it's hard on everybody. Not, he wasn't being gross about it. He wasn't like, oh, women think they have it hard, men have it harder. He was just like, I remember being like hungry all the time and having to stay really lean in order to like go out for these parts.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was like, I knew it wasn't good for my body. I knew it wasn't good for me. And I was like, I just like that anybody broaches that conversation. Cause
yeah, that's a ballsy thing to talk about.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm less with your accent. Cause you have a Scottish accent and you're going to wear a kilt.
Well, I will say if anybody wants to,
introduce.
Yes, absolutely that. But if you're curious and want to research him, he has a really great YouTube video where he's being interviewed and he talks very fondly of his mother. Like, so
Jesus Christ.
I know. It's too much,
Sam,
you guys.
We'd love to have you on the podcast.
You. Yeah, sit on your lap.
No,
you sit where you are comfortable.
If it's right here, if it's right here.
Right in between us.
If it's in between us and we're just like, we just want to get cozy and try your tequila. Oh, God, could you imagine? That guy wants to sell tequila.
I'll drink whatever.
He needs to get over here and be on our podcast. Then he'll make Jason Momoa jealous, and then finally,
you know,
Jason
what?
Will,
it's time about, he stepped up. Right?
It's about time, yeah. Jason. You don't know. Sure, we've been coming at you for 8 years, and I'm gonna give it another 5. But I'm growing a little frustrated.
Sooner or later, you're gonna have to, and it'll be on the same day that Kristen's taking an Ambien, and she will aggressively message you, and you're gonna accidentally say yes, and you better
show up.
Yeah,
Sam. We'd be happy to have you. Did we podcast?
I think we podcasted.
Let's go.
We podcasted.
Bye.